You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. It's our midday music and community conversation program. I'm your host, Tracy Ross. I'm in the studio with Kate Lochte and Dr. Todd Hill, the director of jazz ensembles at Murray State University and the man behind the Brown Back Hymnal. Todd, thanks for coming back to the show.
Well, I'm tickled to be here, Tracy. I always am.
And today's
Kate, it's good to see you. Yeah, we're releasing today.
I'm so excited for you. I listened to the CD going home last night, and I got into kind of a really calm zone.
Well, good. That's part of the idea.
The Brown Back Hymnal is what your dad referred to.
Always. When my parents led a lot of revival music, especially in Henry County, Benton County, Tennessee, Weakley County, Tennessee, and Callaway County, Kentucky as well, when I was a child growing up. So I was doing these things from the time I was 9, 10 years old. And one of the things that my father would always begin the song service with was, "Everybody grab the Brown Back Hymnal." So that was in turn referring to that particular one. And, of course, there were brown back hymnals, red back hymnals, blue back hymnals. It did depend on what little church you were in, what denomination it was. Of course, they all had a fairly homogenous set of songs that were used.
You know, they're all stemming from maybe late 18th century to
late 18th, and mostly 19th century hymnody. Some of it's what you would refer to as actual hymns. A lot of it's just what we'd call gospel songs that were of the era and of the revival era.
And this project is an entire CD of you playing piano solo.
Just piano, which is something I normally don't do a lot of.
But, boy, I tell you what, in addition to the soft and introspective tunes, there's some jazz going on. You said
a
on
little
Facebook,
undercurrent. You know, it's like Aunt Flossie May meets up with Dr. John, and they have a pianistic conversation on a dark corner in New Orleans.
Could we hear the Unclouded Day? That'd be fine.
Yeah, that's a very old hymn that even had been done by Willie Nelson of all other folks. But Tracy, that one's over there. If you would, let's roll the Unclouded Day.
Thank you.
That's The Unclouded Day, performed by Todd E. Hill Piano for a CD that goes on sale today for $10 at New Life Christian Bookstore.
It's at New Life right now.
And yep. It's called The Brownback Hymnal. And as I said before, it's very satisfying listening.
Well, thank you very much. You know, I was shooting to try and capture as many of the different styles within that style, within that very narrow genre, as I could, and the idea for this had come from being at the United Methodist Conference for the Memphis Annual Conference, which means that's everything along the river. In other words, from Memphis to Paducah, the whole Purchase area in western Tennessee, and they were having their conference back in June, and I performed at that and helped lead the music for that, and a lot of people were just asking, you know, do you have a CD? You know, this kind of music is what we'd like to be able to access for our congregation, but we don't have that or whatever. A lot of people were asking about, you know, written arrangements. No, they're just in my head. That's what I've been playing for the last years.
Hey, I misspoke earlier. I said these were 18th century tunes. They're not. They're 1860 to 1900.
Yeah, that's about
right. In that range. And you've done the arrangements on the original
yes.
tunes.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you what, they range from very soft and peaceful to what you've just heard. And I think we're going to hear another one that is on the other side of the spectrum, right?
Yeah, this is a little tune by Charles Wesley. Well, actually, he wrote the words. The melody that's been most associated with it is the one by Simeon Marsh, and it's a very sing-songy kind of thing, you know. Dee-da-da-da-da-da-dum, dee-da-dee-da-dum, which is, it, honestly, it's just very monotonous, and it does that over and over and over again. The other melody that's associated with that is the ta da 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 da. You know, so this one, I went back to the Marsh melody because I liked having the flow, and I took the original underlying rhythm, but then superimposed a totally different set of rhythms over the top of it, and it almost has a new age kind of feel to it. This was something, I've probably been doing that arrangement of that for 20 years or so. But this is the idea of the Jesus Lover of My Soul. A lot of chord substitutions as well. But if you listen carefully, you'll hear the dee-da-da-da-da-da-dum, but you're hearing it in duple. Dee-da-dee-da-da-da-dum. Anyway, here we go. This is 6/8 and 2/4 put together for Jesus Lover of My Soul.
You know, after a busy day, that tune, Jesus Lover of My Soul, off the new CD, the Brown Back Hymnal, piano solos by Todd E. Hill. That's just a real balm.
Well, thanks.
For a busy day.
That's the idea.
Yeah.
That's the idea. You know, and when I'm playing for church services, you know, one of the things I try to do is to tack into where the flow of the service is going and then try to respond to that. So that's part of why I've got so many different things that I try to keep active, because I'm still playing. You know, I play at the Methodist Church. I play the traditional service for the Methodist Church at Benton. And I know a lot of these things that I play push the envelope. So like it was with the congregation at First Presbyterian that I served for 6 years here in Murray, I'm thankful that they're able to maybe sometimes put aside their stereotypes of what musical genre is about and can follow me through those things. And I feel quite lucky to have been able to do that over the years.
Well, when I was listening to it, I thought how wonderful that music can make a car a church. And how wonderful that music can channel parents through children.
Right.
You know, right. I thought I heard you thinking about your dad a lot.
You were there. Yeah. And, you know, I always think back to, I was blessed years ago, the jazz tuba and euphonium player, his name was Rich Matheson. And he actually was in the original Dukes of Dixieland group. And he had accompanied Louis Armstrong on a recording session in the 60s, and they had done Just a Closer Walk. And he said in the process of that, that Lewis, he said the guys in the band were all freaked out because he had channeled to such a place. He was like, you know, we're recording in the RCA studio and it's like stained glass windows or something, you know, had been installed, you know, that day, because Lewis just channeled it and took it to a different place. And that's one of those things that I attempt to do when I'm playing. I don't know that I always achieve it. I feel like I have sometimes. And I feel like on this product, I have.
Well, let's reiterate before we get out of here. We are speaking with Murray State University's Director of Jazz Ensembles, Dr. Todd Hill, and his new release, the Brown Back Hymnal, is available for $10 each today at New Life Christian Bookstore on
right
the
downtown.
Square.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, in Murray. But I know that you're going to make available these on Amazon, iTunes, and CD Baby eventually.
Yes, they are. They're in that is in process right now. I'm really kind of surprised it's not already on iTunes, but it will be shortly.
Now, I want to be sure that our listeners know how to get in touch with you personally.
Sure.
Because I bet I bet our listeners will want to do this.
That is absolutely fine, and we are doing it through mail order as well. So it's just Todd E. Hill on Facebook if you want to look for me that way. Also at toddehill@hotmail.com. That's easy. Of course, you can find me here at the university, too. So it's easy to get a hold of me, and I'm happy to drive you a package of them if you want.
And before we go, a shout-out to Justin Patton.
Oh, wow. What great work he did on this. We were recorded this in Farrell Recital Hall, which is our smaller recital hall. In the Price Doyle Fine Arts Building. It's recorded on that Steinway Model B that we've just had installed down there. Wonderful instrument. And I'm really, really pleased with the sound on the recording itself. I'm very pleased with how that turned out. But Justin was just marvelous as the engineer on this project. Just really captured. I think the piano sounds really good on it. And if we got time for another track, or
I think we need to scoot, but we're going to feature this. We've got a promise from Dr. Hill that he'll come back.
Oh yeah,
with some more tracks, and you know how to get in touch with him. Again, the Brown Back Hymnal, a solo project by Dr. Hill, and we're so glad that you were here today.
Thanks for having me up today.
Very first day available for sale. Good for you.
Thanks.
You're with Murray State's WKMS. We sound good because of listeners like you.